6 is spiked up. I'm your host Rose and I'm joined with
Sarah.
Hey Sez.
Hey, we're actually in person today. We're looking at each other's face.
We're like really close together. Like if I put my lips out, I reckon we'd kiss.
Yeah. Why did you say that? No, we'll just keep going. Anyway, we're at Falls Creek on a training camp ahead of nationals, so that's why we're in person. But yeah,
it's good to be back.
Yeah,
I feel like we literally just left.
Yeah, I know.
When we were driving up the hill, like it literally felt like we had just been to Mount Beauty for like 2 days and then we're driving back up.
Well, we worked out it was only 6 weeks.
Yeah, true. That's actually longer than what I thought.
Yeah, and it's been so nice. I thought it would be pretty cold and like raining up here.
Yeah, it's actually stunning.
I actually thought there might be snow, so I feel like that was really dumb.
Well, no, because I was here in January in 2022, or like late January, early Feb, and it was full snowed. We had snow for like 5 days.
Maybe it's just lucky.
Yeah. I think that's something called global warming.
Yeah. That's a discussion for another day. So we're gonna go through our training weeks, but day one was the Nashville 3K that we both did. So Rose, you came third, big PB.
Yep.
8:39.
Nice.
So do you want to go through it and then I'll go after you?
Yeah. Well, what did you come?
I came seventh.
In a PB of 8:47.
8:47. Well, I'd never ran one before.
Yeah. Well, PB is a PB.
Yeah. PB is PB.
Yeah. I guess we'll go through the race then.
Yeah.
I was so nervous for this race, just because it was such a stacked field. How many people was it? Like 20?
20? Yeah.
I remember when we were like lining up to go to the call room, looking at everyone, like the massive line.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh my God, I feel like I haven't been in a race like this big before.
Yeah. They even had like the two bays in the call room.
Yeah.
Which, like, never really happens.
Yeah, true. We're in the first bay together.
Yeah.
I was like, there she is.
I was going through it.
I look over, Sarah's dry reaching.
I was like trying to make it not obvious. And after the race, Nat, I was like, oh yeah, like I didn't have too good of a time in the core. And Nat was like, yeah, I know. I was just trying not to make it a big deal.
Well, you said something to me. You were like, Rose, I keep dry reaching. And I was like, oh no.
And I looked like I'd been crying because it was making my eyes water. But I was like, I'm not crying.
And that's what, like, I thought. Yeah. I was like, deep breaths. But like, I couldn't really say anything to help you. Like, I feel like that was a you problem.
Yeah, exactly. It's every nerve themselves.
Yeah. Well, I would love to help, but like, I don't know how.
Yeah. All the girls were actually nice.
Yeah.
They're all like, no, it's fine. It happens to me.
Lyndon said that she was dry reaching before like Celestia.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she ended up running Australian record.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, that made me feel better.
All good. Australian record incoming.
Yes. I actually felt fine after. So it was actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, it was an interesting race.
Yeah.
It was quite slow, first lap. So obviously Jess was in the race and, like, everyone was sort of watching, like, I don't know, I guess no one knew what, like, her plan is. Obviously she's a favourite just because of her recent form.
Yeah.
So I feel like everyone was like, oh, what's she going to do? And, yeah, when it was slow the first lap, I was like, okay, so she's not going to run 66s from the start. Right. So then Izzy shot to the front and I was like, here we go. So yeah, we went 73 and then I think Izzy dropped like a few 79s.
Oh really?
Wait, oh, 69s.
I was so oblivious to the time. I was deliberately not looking at it. So I don't know any
split. Someone was calling the split on the 200.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was people like a bit back though.
Nah. Well, Scotty, my coach, was definitely calling the splits out.
I didn't hear that.
It's funny because he told me he wasn't going to call the splits. And then I just hear, Izzy, that was a 69. I was like, far out.
I guess we're getting splits today.
Yeah. I was like, oh, tune out. But yeah, Izzy pretty much led the race until two laps to go.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, it was pretty even. Like, we're running like 69s high, 70 high. And then, yeah, Jess sort of made a move with a K to go. And I was like, here we go. She's going to go.
Yeah. And then, I feel like we were all waiting for it. Like,
yeah.
Everyone was just like, all right, this kick is going to come soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she didn't go. And I was like, shit. Because I didn't give her up the spot, but I sort of was going to like follow her as she like kicked. And yeah, I was yeah. like, all right, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to hold on. But then yeah. she didn't go. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay. I'm going to go ahead again. And then we did another lap, and then with about 600 to go, she really ramped it up.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the time with a lap to go, and it was like, I'm going to have to run 65 or something to get under 840, or maybe 842. Okay. I just remember, like, doing the math. I feel like every time I run, though, my math is so out.
That was the only time I looked at the clock, and I couldn't even tell you what it said.
Yeah.
Like, it just flew out of my head.
Yeah.
It was just a million miles.
I feel like I looked at the clock and it said like 7:35.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, and then I was like, oh, maybe I have to run. Yeah. I can't remember now.
Yeah.
Now looking back. But anyway.
Well, that was just the last lap then.
Yeah. Well, Jess kicked with, yeah, I reckon she really put the burners on with 500 to go.
Yeah.
And I was feeling like really good throughout the race. Like, I was sort of like anticipating a kick. I wasn't really like worried about what the time was or like yeah, I feel like yeah. that everything else was out of my mind.
Yeah.
So, but she ran like a, I reckon she ran like 30 for that 200 where she kicked.
Yeah, yeah. From like 400 to go to 200.
Yeah, yeah. And I tried so hard to follow her and I just didn't have the speed.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she sort of got away, and then me and Lyndon were sort of battling. And then Georgia comes flying past, literally like flying past me with 300 to go. And I was like, just saw this like puma uniform. Yeah. And I was like, what the? And I was like, oh, shivers, I got to go. And so, yeah, I tried to follow Georgia. She also put a gap in me. And
her last lap was insane. She ran 60 flat.
Oh, did she run 60 flat?
Yeah, I think so.
That's yeah. Well, it checks out. Well, yeah. I reckon she would have ran the quickest last lap.
Definitely.
Because, yeah she was gaining in the last, like, 100.
Yeah.
I said to her, girl, you should have gone a little bit earlier.
I know. She did it. Her race was so good. Like, I watched it back, and she just did it, like, really smart for her. Like, because I guess she wasn't sure, like, how she was going to feel.
Yeah. Well, it was her first 3K, wasn't it?
Yeah. And, like, she just, like, gradually moved through the field and, like, got a whole lot of momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah, she ran really well.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She put a hole in me.
Yeah.
I was fighting down the home straight trying to hang on third. I knew I couldn't, like, switch off because, obviously, Lyndon is quick. She's ran 3:56?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, shivers, I gotta go. But, yeah, finished in third. Nice. PB.
Very nice.
I was happy to get under 8:40. So yeah. I didn't think we were going to run that fast. Like, I knew it was going to be fast, but I feel like when I ran my previous PB, 8:44, like, that felt like I was flat out from the start, whereas this was more even pace, but we definitely, like, the last 500 was really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, yeah, I was saying after the race, like, if someone told me beforehand that I'd run 8:47, I would have been rapt. I would have been like, oh, that's so great. Like, I really wanted to get under 8:50.
Yeah.
And then, but to come seventh, that was kind of like
crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, it's actually crazy that so many people ran under 8:45 or 8:47.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember I was looked behind and everyone had finished and I was like, shivers. Like, everyone, like, really lifted for that race.
Yeah. It was really good. I think it does help that we don't really get many 3Ks in Australia.
Yeah.
So to have one where, like, there's heaps of good people, we all just kind of push each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found the race, I was similar in that, like, I was feeling good. There were some points in the race because basically Nick was like to me beforehand, just like, go with it. Like, you can handle whatever pace it is. Just, like, try and go with it and stay with it.
Yeah.
And then, like, whatever happens, happens. And so that was literally my only goal. And so I was like, I got straight on it. I think I was in like third or fourth most of the race.
You were in the position I wanted for the first few laps. I remember that.
Yeah. And a few times I like kind of panicked and I was like, oh, like, you know, there's some really good runners sitting behind me. And I was like, have I gone too early? And I was like, nah, I can handle this. I just kept telling myself I can handle this. I was literally saying that in my
head. Sometimes in those positions, like, where you were sitting, it was like the best spot on the rail. You had like the easiest line.
Yeah.
Like everyone else behind you was fighting for position and you're like, yeah, you've got the best one. And so you're like not using as much energy.
Yeah. And I tried to like use that to relax and stuff. And then I was ready for the kick because I knew it was coming. And with 500 to go, like everyone really ramped it up. And I tried so hard to get going and I just couldn't. Well, I did a little bit and I was like, with 400 to go, I was kind of battling it out with Jenny Blundell and I went so hard to get around her, around like that bend.
Yeah.
And then I hit like 300 to go and I was just like, I'll spend my pennies.
Yeah.
And so, and then Jenny and Morty went like straight past me in that back straight. But I think like at the end of the day, I did what I wanted to do in terms of just like focusing for the entire race and like staying on it, which is like something I never do. And so, yeah, that was good. I just like didn't have the legs.
Yeah. Well, at least you put yourself in like a position to run your best time.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to you at the start, because like, I don't know, because of my week beforehand, like I wasn't that confident going in. And I remember like saying to you, like, all we have to do is like put ourselves in like the best position to win or like run the best time we can.
Yeah.
And then if we blow up from there, at least we had to go.
Yeah. And that's how I felt at the end. I was like, look, at least I gave it a crack.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, I was very happy with the time, but just like seventh, I was so disappointed.
I know. It's just everyone's running so good at the moment.
I know.
Yeah. It is hard. And it's like, there was like, what? Izzy ran, was she in front of you or behind you?
Behind me. I think she came eighth.
Yeah, and to come eighth in 8:47 still, like, that's crazy. It just shows, like, everyone is running, like, so well at the moment. Yeah. And the 3K is so interesting because you have got that 1,500 girls and then the 5K girls come together.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Definitely. You know what's crazy as well? So, what were you, are you number four all time now? Because it's Jess.
Georgia Benita, me. Yeah. You. Actually, Nick told me that on Tuesday.
So shout out to David Tarbaden. This is where I get the all-time facts. This isn't just me weirdly looking up. But so, yeah, you're fourth and I'm 12, but I came seventh in that race.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so that is...
So like, many girls would have, like, got dipped on the under the tent.
Yeah.
Top 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Jenny and Morty would have. Yeah. I think I saw Morty do a post that she's like seventh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something.
And so like, yeah, it's pretty crazy how good that race actually was. And
I
look at the results, it's just like PBs all the way down.
Yeah. And it was at ES Marks. So random. Yeah. That's a good track actually.
It was good. Yeah.
It was really good conditions too, I thought. Yeah. Like, I feel like there wasn't any wind.
There was a little bit.
Oh, really? I think I was so like... I didn't even feel it.
I felt it like in the first lap and then I felt it in the last 300, like straight. Yeah. But it wasn't like terrible or anything.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, overall good meet.
Yeah. Yeah. A good day in the office.
Good day in the office.
and then so after that on Sunday, wait, do you want me to go
first? Yeah, you go first. Okay. You're already on a roll again. You take the reins.
I realised that I kind of got into it. Anyway, so then the next day I did 90 minutes at Centennial Park just from, like, my hotel. I did, 90 minutes at 4:33s.
Not bad. How do you like
it? Fine.
Yeah.
It's good.
Do you like Centennial?
It was okay because, like, it took me 15 minutes to get there from my hotel.
Okay.
So, like, I didn't really have to run that much around there.
Yeah.
But last year at the Sydney Track Classic, or the year before, I did my long run around Centennial.
I ran into you.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw you. And my family, like, my mum and dad and sister went to the cafe and had coffee. And I was literally doing these laps, which is, like, 17 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And every 15 minutes, I just waved. And they were just, like, having their brekkie. And I was like,
I remember I did that too that time because I wasn't running with any Sydney people. And, like, I didn't really know the loops, even though it's honestly the most simple loop. You literally just loop around the random parks.
Yeah, yeah.
Around there. But I just, like, did not have, like... the energy to think about where I was going. So I was like, fine, I'll just run in a straight line.
Yeah, that was the same as me. I was like, oh.
Not in a straight line, a circle. But Izzy did 30K around there.
I know.
On Sunday.
Well, that's crazy.
So big one. I know. She was like, oh, I actually really liked it. Like, I was like, oh my God.
I just can't do that after no, like, barely any sleep.
Yeah, I know.
I actually slept all right.
Did you?
I reckon I got 5 hours.
That's actually good. Yeah. I didn't sleep. I reckon I got 2 hours max. Ooh. It was terrible, but I had to get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah. So, and then I came back to Melbourne, and then Monday morning we did an hour at 4:40s. And
who's we?
Me and you. Yeah. So at 4:40s, which that run went so quick.
Oh, because I was yapping your ear off.
No, we were both yapping. I think that was a record for how much we spoke. And like, yeah, anyway, made it go quick.
I feel like when we usually run together up here, it's silent.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I like did not shut up the whole time. Yeah. My mouth was dry from talking so much.
I was like, before we knew it, I was like, oh, we're already at like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Go us. And then we drove to Falls Creek. And then Tuesday, we did just the normal 6x K, and we all ran really, really
pretty quick. Yeah. I will say, we ran pretty fast.
This was by far my best K session.
I think we owe that to Izzy. That girl was pushing.
Yeah, yeah. But also Griffo on the fourth rep.
Oh, yeah, she was good. When she flew past, I was like, are we all meant to be doing a fast rep or just her?
Wait, so did you guys not have a fast rep?
No, we did, but we had a fast rep on the 6.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I went 310, 308, 309, 258, 306, 258.
Damn!
Damn!
He acted like I haven't had it.
Yeah. So yeah, my fourth and sixth was meant to be fast. And this was such an improvement from January because... Well, January was just slower in general.
Yeah, it was.
Every time I did a fast rep, my fifth rep would be like cooked, like slower than my threshold. So I was so happy to like do a quick one and then go 306 and then another quick one.
Hey, I don't want to burst your bubble, but I think it was a tad short.
No, Rose. On the warm down, me and Georgia were like, do you think it was short? No, it's not short. It's not short. I got it as a K.
Okay.
Exactly.
I think if it was short, I reckon it was by like a meter.
Yes.
Maybe not much. So it doesn't, that's nothing.
That's like half. Yeah. Wait. I don't want to do maths on this while we're live.
I mean, I reckon that's like half a second. I know. We've already been called out for about bad maths. When I told you that it was 10 500s is 2.5K, I literally got like 4 people message me being like, switch on. You idiot.
And guys, it's actually pressure, like, when you're trying to talk and then doing maths at the same time.
It's like doing math and running. Like, it just doesn't go together.
Yeah.
Like, you try it.
Anyway, we're pretending it was – I think it was full because the Japanese team fully mapped it out.
Did they?
With one of those measuring things. So maybe it was just long in the past.
True. I actually reckon it was long in the past, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll go with it.
So that was good. And then I did gym that afternoon and just a 5K double at 4:26s. Lovely afternoon. That
was a stunning afternoon.
It was very still.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday I did an hour run at 4:32s, the tower run. And then on Thursday I did threshold, which was 5x6 minutes. And my heart rate was... Are we going into this level of detail?
Yeah. We are now.
Yeah. My heart rate was 161 average for this, and I averaged 328 like the whole thing.
That's good. Well, are you going to say, like, I feel like that's an improvement because every time you, like, we would finish threshold in like January, and you'd be like, oh, I always go out too fast.
Yeah, I was literally cooking myself in January.
Yeah,
threshold. But this was good. So I went like, for each 5 minutes, I was like 325, 326, 327, 328, which was the wind, into the wind.
Yeah.
And then 323.
That's great.
The last one. And like, I felt great on the last, like the whole time.
Yeah.
So that was good. So yeah, I actually got the threshold right up here for the first time. And then,
little clap.
Yeah. Before the session, I was like to all the girls, guys, my only goal is for my like first rep not to be the quickest.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then I did gym in the afternoon and then a 30-minute elliptical. And then today I just did half an hour at 4:37s.
Nice. Langfords.
Yeah, Langfords. So that was my week.
Me, Izzy and Georgia.
Yeah.
Good girls. The boys ditched us today, actually.
Yeah.
We got to Langfords and they're like, sorry, we're running somewhere else. All good.
It's all good, guys.
We'll keep at it. My week.
We'll keep at it.
We'll keep at it. We'll keep,
keep yapping.
All good, I'll hold up the fort. It's actually better because then we can just talk about whatever we want and not feel judged.
And I feel like we go too fast sometimes.
When we run with them. Yeah.
Just for the first bit.
It is. Some people get carried away.
Yeah. Although I've been strict this trip.
You have
been going like easy.
On, what was it? On Wednesday?
Yeah. I was so far behind everyone.
You were. And then I saw you and I was like, I'm going to drop back with you.
We were still going 4:30s. And I dropped so bad. Even Collis dropped me.
Someone said to me, I think it was Will. I must have been so far behind. He said, you're all good. I was like,
you're just training smarter.
I was like, yeah, I'm jogging, but I'm not jogging that slow.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, all good.
I reckon the guys were like, must have been 4 flats.
Probably. I feel like they always run fast here.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's going on your week? Well, my week started off Sunday I flew from Sydney to Melbourne on Sunday. I had an early as flight, 6 a.m.
That's rough.
I know. That's because I'm a broke bitch. It was the only flight. I was messaging Izzy like beforehand being like, what flight should I get? Like, what flight are you getting? And she sent me her flight and was like telling me why she was getting it. And then I was like, no, I'll just get this flight and I'll just deal with the run
sometimes
later.
Sometimes it's good. Like when you said like you were already in Melbourne, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm jealous. Like I haven't even ran yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all right. And I was just more because I knew I don't sleep after races. So I was just like doing the double whammy on myself with like no sleep then into a long run.
Yeah. But
anyway, we got it done. I ran at Yarra Flats pretty easy. Averaged like 4:20s for it, 22K.
Nice.
Which is good.
Did you do the loop?
Or
did you stay on back yet?
Yeah, I did the loop.
The loop's way better.
It was my first time doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, heaps better.
It goes so much faster.
Yeah, on the way, because, the out and back takes forever, but then I didn't realise that you loop back somewhere else. On the out and back,
a
little bit further up. Because then we got back onto the trail, I was like, oh, I know where we are now.
Yeah. But it's like a lollipop, like you like.
Yeah, yeah. It felt like I kept saying, like, where we felt. Like, where, like, I was like, oh, wow, this feels like we're in Bendigo now. Because, like, that country road.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Very, and then I was like, and then you, like, go past that bit. And then when you get to the top of the hill, like, there's, like, the gravel hill. Wait, so there's the horses.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah,
and then you keep going. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, feels like we're in Richmond Park.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, why do I want to be everywhere else but?
But, yeah.
But I don't know. I was like really confused where I was, but
no,
it was good. Monday, easy hour with you. And then, we drove to Falls Creek and I wasn't going to run in the afternoon because on Mondays I don't usually double, like do a full double. I only do strides.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to do a run after the drive. So I just did 30 minutes with Izzy. Nice and easy. And then, Tuesday was 8x K with the girls.
The gals.
With the gals. We had Izzy, Sarah, Georgia, and then Will Atkinson. He did Claudia's session he did Claudia's session at 8:30.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what she had, but it was like 5 or so, maybe 6K worth of running, like hard running, obviously. Yeah. Claudia's like, obviously, it's Claudia.
Yeah.
And then he comes and doubles and does 8x K with us.
Yeah.
And I was like, he messaged me beforehand and was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this and then I'll meet you guys. And I said to him, it's all good. Like, you don't have to. He likes to pace us. Like, he's really handy and he comes and like helps us out and like, yeah, he's good to have around. But I was like, you don't have to come paces. Like, you can, like, do whatever you want. And he was like, no, I really want to come help. So, yeah, we had Will I think he did 6 reps with us. And then poor guy, which I would have been really tired too. I think he did 500s for the last bit. So we sort of had Izzy and Will pushing it. So we ran 310, 308, 309. And I remember after these reps, every time I said a rep, I'll be like, I'm going to slow down. Yeah, I'm going to slow down.
They all were.
But then I wasn't slowing down because then I was thought Sarah and Georgia might slow down too, but they weren't. And I was like, shoot, I can't be the only one to slow down. So I had 309, 308, 306, 3 minutes. That was the hard rep. 314, struggling. And then 305 for the last rep. So Nick told us to do the 6 and 8 fastest.
Oh, okay.
Faster.
So not the fourth. Yeah, yeah.
Not the fourth. But he said 8th is optional.
He said, yeah, 6th for me.
Yeah, and I was like, and I think he knows, like, naturally we always go a bit quicker in the 8th rep.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I don't all the time, but some other people do. And I was pretty cooked after that, like, the 3-minute rep and then the 3:14, I was just trying to hold myself together. Izzy was like, I'll take you through in, like, 3:15 or something, and she ended up, I think she ran 3:10 and I dropped and I was like, 3:14 will do.
3:14 is fine.
I mean, it's not bad at all. I feel like if I ran 3:14 in January, that's a good rep for me.
That was like what we were doing the slower ones in.
Yeah, I think it was just because we did the others so fast.
Yeah,
I was like, oh god. But anyway, Izzy said she was gonna run hard for the 8th rep and I said, girl, that is all you. I was like, I'm just,
you do you
boo. I was like, I'll just try hang on and see what I run. And I hung on for 500 and then I could feel her like really push the pace. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to hold this.
Yeah.
And then I thought I was going to be like so far. I think I thought I was going to run like 3:10 because I didn't look at my watch and I felt like I was slowing down heaps. But anyway, it ended up being 3:05. So
that's good.
Yeah, it was a good session.
Yeah.
That girl was flying. I think she ended up running like 2:59.
Yeah.
The last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Wednesday, 71 minutes, 16K. I ran out with Izzy, Will, Paul and Rambo, and then they were running a bit quick for me. So then
you dropped back
to Sez. Sez sort of turned early and I was like, oh, there's my girl. So then we jogged back together. But yeah, I was trying to run slower that day just because I was, not going to lie, pretty tired after Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Forgot my double on Tuesday. Oh, I actually did 8K in the evening.
And you did gym.
And I did gym. So on Tuesday. So that's why I was tired.
Yeah.
But yeah, Wednesday, that was that. And then Thursday we had 3x12 minute threshold. And again, I love training with Izzy, but she is flying at the moment, which is good because it's pushing me. But on threshold, I need to learn how to actually run to my own threshold, not try get carried away with her.
It's so much easier said than done because like when you're actually in the moment you're like, oh, I actually feel all right.
Yeah,
but then it gets like the last 6 minutes or something,
that's exactly like, what happened to me,
way too hard. That's, yeah,
yeah. So like the first one, like in January we were averaging
on Wednesday.
We were averaging like we would go 3:25s for the first 12 minutes and then the second 12 minutes was like always slower because that's what we're meant to do, so we'd go 3:30s and then I would go 3:25s again.
Yeah,
and it was always 3:26 3:25s. So I don't know why I didn't just do that this time. I thought I was going to be a hero and run quicker, and I even said to myself at the start, run to your own pace, don't get carried away.
Yeah.
But I got carried away. So on the first one, I went 3:23 and I feel like I was blowing up a bit because I was looking at my pace. I was like 3:20 at like 6 minutes. And then I looked at my pace at like 8 minutes and it was like 3:21. And then I looked at my pace at the 12 minutes and it was 3:23. And I
also reckon you guys went out really hard.
Yeah.
I looked at my watch like maybe a minute in. Or a bit less, and it had 3:15 on my watch.
We probably did.
Yeah, and you guys had already gapped me.
Oh, God, I should have started with you. And then, yeah, well, Izzy was in front of me. I think she, I don't know what she remember, like 3:20. And then on, like, the minute float, she doubled back with me. So I was like,
that's good.
Yeah, it was good, but then I was like, okay, I'll run with her.
Yeah.
But then I purposely let her go, and I have reached 3:27 for that, which I think is like on par, but like because it was, you're meant to go a little bit slower, but then for the third rep it was into the wind too, so it was harder. But I looked at my watch at like 6 minutes and it said like 3:24 heart rate 180. Oof.
thing.
Yes. And I felt like a 180. I wasn't like, oh, my watch is out. I was like, oh, checks out.
That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah. So I was just like, okay, you need to damage control here. Yeah. So I just flicked my watch page to just my heart rate.
That's good.
And I was like, just try to get your heart rate down. Like,
yeah,
running a good tempo without slowing down like to a jog.
Yeah.
But like, just get it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I was just like, don't look at the others, because Izzy and Will were like, literally so far in front. I was like, don't look at them, just run to your own pace. So I did. So I slowed down a fair bit. Anyway, that
I
was...
think as well, like, at the start, because Griffo's doing her fartlek.
Yeah.
She starts like on her odd in 90 seconds. And so I reckon that came into it.
Probably.
Because I feel like you guys were, like, staying with her.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe for next week.
Moral of the story is just run to your own pace, really.
Yeah.
But anyway, that ended up being 3:28, which isn't terrible. Like,
it's fine.
Like, but I felt like it was a blow up. Like, with like 2 minutes to go, I feel like I was like wheezing, and I was like, should I stop now? No, come on, 2 minutes to go, you can do it.
He didn't look as tired as Yoji when he finished. He was like over on his haunches. Is that what you say?
Yeah. Are you serious? I came over to you guys, and I was literally like, I'm cooked.
No, but like your face was just like normal.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you were puffed and stuff, but he was like,
oh, Yoji.
Poor Yoji.
Well, I was sitting down and I was like sitting at my bag, and I don't think I'd changed my shoes yet. And Brian was like, you look terrible, Rose.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's what you want to hear.
I was like, oh, well, good. Because I was saying to Brian at the start, like, fuck, I'm just gonna hang on to this threshold, like,
yeah.
And he was like, just run to your own pace, like, you'll be fine. I was like, no, I'll try to hang on.
Yeah.
So he obviously saw that I tried to hang on and was like, told you so.
Yeah, I feel like we all need to get better at that.
It's hard. It is really hard.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Learning.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever learn though.
That's why, like, though, the other day on Thursday, it helped me to just start on my own. Like, I let you guys go straight away. And then I was like, I'm just solo for the rest.
Yeah. And I think, like, when I do thresholds at home, like, the boys always run to, like, what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, and they know me so well, like, they know if I'm dropping, like, they'll slow down and just run, like, with me.
Yeah.
Whereas I just got to get used to, like, if I am running with other people, like, obviously, better at thresholds, like, just to,
do
my own thing and not. And I don't even worry about it. Like, I don't finish the session and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's more just, like, at the time you're like, oh, I'm running so slow, when you're not actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all right. I survived Thursday. And then I had 8K in the evening.
Nice.
Evening. And then Friday, 50 minutes at 4:30 is with the girls.
With the girls.
With the girly pops.
Although I was literally with you guys for 15 minutes because I only did half an hour.
When you turned, I was like, oh. God, I would love to turn right now. And then 5 minutes. Oh, no, Georgia had turned too.
Yeah.
But then it felt nice because we turned 5 minutes before our normal, like, hour turn. So I was like, oh,
that
feels shorter.
Poor Izzy had to then add on.
Yeah, I know. Oh, she loves running. She was probably happy to add on.
Yeah. On the road as well. She loves
it. She does love the road.
Yeah.
So that was our week. I don't know what I ran that week, but I have no idea. All I know is because our weeks start on a Friday, on Strava, because that's how I, like, check my mileage, I only know what it is till, like, Sunday.
But if you look, have you gone on Garmin here?
No.
So you can last 7 days.
Oh, that's so smart.
So for those playing at home, I've ran 100.
Oh, my watch is, my phone's all the way up there. So I'm going to just tell you guys that I ran 120 from Sunday to Sunday last week, which is what I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Which, solid. Solid with a race.
So we'll move on to some questions now. We're just getting them up now. So we've got a question here from Jacob Bart. Typical pre-race / pre-session warm-up. Oh. So
we both do very similar things.
Yeah, I feel like we just jog. I usually jog anywhere between like 13 to 15 minutes.
Yeah,
13 to be honest.
I don't know specific. Why. 15 just seems like a bit much sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if it's like a really hot date. You don't need to be doing more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I do some like drills, kind of like active what's it called? Active dynamic
stretches.
And then some drills. And then I get into some run throughs in my runners. And then I put my spikes on. I try and do like one sort of hard, especially if I'm racing an 800, I'll try and do one harder rep, kind of all out in my spikes. But like all the races that we do, often you don't get the space or like the opportunity to do that. Like I couldn't do that on Saturday. I couldn't do that in Canberra. We had like literally a long jump run up to do strides, so I didn't do that there either. But if I can, I try and do the longer run. What about you?
I'm the same, usually like 15 minutes, nice and easy, and then some drills and activations. I feel like I don't do that many drills because I always finish my warm up and I'm like, right, what now? Because everyone's still doing drills, unless I just rush through mine a bit quick. And then, I do probably like 400 meter strides. Like one, I like to do a race pace. So I usually time that. And I feel like I always run a little bit faster than race pace. And then I see the time, I'm like, oh, sweet, the race will be a bit
easier
than this.
I can do
that. But it's pretty, like, I feel like, for me, like my warm up's pretty relaxed. Like it's just, it's pretty much what I do like before training too. It's like the exact same.
I just like do more run throughs though, and faster. Like sometimes before training, I might only do like two run throughs.
Yeah, same. Actually, probably more run throughs. Sometimes in training, I'll do a run through, and it doesn't feel very good, so I just don't do it.
Yeah, same. Especially before threshold.
I'm like, oh, I'll be right.
Do you want to read out that one?
So this is from Maddie Roberts, and she said, what are your three most used apps on your phone?
That's a good question.
I already know mine because, all right, me and Sarah have already had this discussion. I'm going to expose myself. I have a very high screen time.
Oh, she does.
It's really, really bad. And my goal is to get it down, but, like, it's really hard when you're up here, and I don't have a book to read at the moment.
But also, exposing another FTK, well, our rival podcast, Brett's screen time would beat anyone.
What do you reckon?
You might actually have the world record.
Sorry, last
week. I don't actually know, but it would be higher than yours.
Oh, last week. This was a bad week for me, and I really hope my parents aren't listening to this because they're going to be so disappointed. But it was 8 hours 26. I know.
But, okay, case day, did you watch stuff on
that? I was on my phone. Okay, Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. You got to read that out. This is for your confession.
It was Saturday. Oh, I feel bad.
10 hours.
And 40 minutes. Oh, my. But, okay, I didn't have my – actually, I had my iPad, but I didn't get it out to watch anything. So I was watching stuff on my phone.
Yeah.
And I didn't sleep that night. So it went into that was only for Saturday.
But still, this, like, till midnight, you would have been on your phone the whole time.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And then into, like, Sunday, I was on it till, like, probably, like, 2:30.
Yeah.
Anyway, my three most used apps are, this is so random.
Yeah, you can actually check.
TikTok. No, okay. My most used app is Messenger, which is really random. But I must be really chatty. Messenger. I feel like I am very chatty on Messenger.
Wait, how do you actually...
Your screen time.
Oh, yeah.
Messenger, TikTok, and Instagram. So, I love TikTok.
Mine is... this kind of surprises
me. No, that's from Falls Creek. Oh, yeah, that's last week. Go last week.
Oh, okay. So Instagram is my most, and then TikTok second, and then Maps is third, but it's because I
drive
to Falls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me see to this time. Oh, Safari.
Yeah. I don't know what.
Sarah's third one is really... What have you been doing on Safari?
You just made me seem so sus. Guys, there's nothing sus happening. Someone just banged on the studio windows. Anyway.
What was that? Anyway.
So I don't actually know. It was because I had a telehealth. And I was on hold for ages.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm actually really shocked that Maps... Anyway, we'll take Maps out. WhatsApp is my next one.
True, your coaching and stuff.
Coaching and all that.
Mine was like something useful.
And for my screen time, so mine was a lot last week because, again, racing.
Lot, we just blame it on racing.
I know. 5 hours and 26. But I just want to say when I'm in Melbourne at home, 2 hours and 50.
Oh, okay.
So.
Weird flex.
I pride myself on that because Jody's always like, you're always on your phone. And then we compare screen times and his is higher.
And you're like, told you so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Okay. Next question. Also from Maddie Roberts. When you're in a race with competitors around you, how do you maintain the focus on yourself and not be concerned about what others are doing? For instance, if I hear the person next to me isn't breathing that hard, then that may get to my head and I may think they are stronger than me. So I think that this is a good question. So I think it's important to kind of be in your own little bubble.
Yeah.
And obviously in distance races, you do have to take in what's happening around you because a lot of tactics and like that sort of thing come into it. But at the end of the day, if you can kind of block out what's happening around you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if someone is really struggling behind you in a race, we were actually talking about this today, and they're breathing really heavily, that doesn't really mean that they're struggling. They could just be...
That's just how they run. Yeah.
That can also go the other way. Like sometimes if you hear someone breathing really heavy, you feel better.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm feeling better than them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers the question.
Yeah, I feel like it's, like, I know it's so much easier said than done, but, like, you do have to just, like, block that stuff out.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, everyone, like, breathes differently, races differently. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm a heavy breather.
Yeah.
And, but, like, it might
not... I just said, yep, you are. No, I don't think you are.
Oh, really?
No.
I always feel like I am because I can't breathe out of my nose.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, all covered through the mouth.
So Rose just set the world record for the fastest 3K only breathing out of her mouth.
No, I did say can't breathe out of my nose.
Wow.
I would show you, but that's kind of weird.
Yeah. I feel like we've said so many weird things. I can't believe you said that about my safari. People are going to think I'm so sus.
I'm sorry, you put yourself in that position. Anyway, back to the question, back to being serious. I just feel like you need to put yourself up, like put yourself in a bubble and just, focus on yourself. Like, yeah.
It also, sometimes it's a good thing to notice other people because, if there's someone in the race who's very dominant, you have to be aware of what they're doing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't really want to be thinking about others. It's very dependent on the race.
I feel like... this is sort of like contradicting everything we just said, but like sometimes, and I do this in training sometimes, if I am struggling and someone in front of me isn't, they're running more calm, I like to copy their breathing pattern.
Yeah, yeah.
I find that helps me. Yeah. Like if I am like, because sometimes like you panic and you're like, you start doing really shallow breaths and just like, I don't know, you sort of lose like concentration. So it's good to just like tap into someone else's breathing, get your rhythm back.
Yeah.
And then... go from there.
I do the same with like technique kind of.
Yeah.
If the person in front of me is like really chill, I kind of tap into that.
Yeah.
And try and get into that rhythm.
Yeah.
All right. Next question from Cameron McEwen. Are there any workouts you hate to do or dread when you see them coming up?
Ooh.
Anything that's at 800 race pace.
Yeah.
Intimidates me.
Yeah.
Because you just know it's going to be lactic.
I feel like every session we did in Hoyos June?
Yeah.
July. Yeah. That intimidated me.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not one specific... Oh, no, I know. 800 meter hills.
Yeah. 800 meter hills.
Yeah, no, I want to cry before that session.
I think we all nearly did.
Yeah. I reckon that session tops it all off for me because you just know how hard it is.
Yeah.
Like every time.
That's probably the hardest session we do.
Yeah.
It is kind of sometimes your hardest sessions aren't actually that hard on paper, but you're just feeling bad.
Yeah. That session's so hard. I feel like we have so much self-talk in that session. Like if anyone had a mic on us that session, they would literally think we're like insane.
That would be funny.
Oh god, I don't think I could listen to that back. There'll be so many like, come on girls.
Yeah. All right, here is another one. Favorite socks.
Oh, I don't have any.
I don't have any either.
Do you know
socks? Anything you don't? On that topic, what are your favorite shoes for each type of run?
Oh, 1080s.
So I like 880s.
Yeah.
And for sessions, the Supercomp Elites.
Yeah, same. Rebels. Yeah, same. I haven't worn the Rebels yet, but I like the Supercomp Elites. And yeah, the 1080s are my favorite. Every time people ask me what shoes to get from New Balance, I tell them to get 1080s.
I tell them 880s.
I feel like I've got so many people on 1080s.
I've got a lot of 880s. And this one here is from Lee Martin. What are your rules? I actually coach Lee Martin.
Oh.
Shout out to Lee.
Hello, Lee.
And this is, he's got a bit of a niggle at the moment. So this is very specific.
Very fitting.
Yeah, very fitting. That's a better word. What are your rules around running through niggles? How do you judge whether you need to take days off or not?
It's so hard. It is hard. I feel like I run through a lot of niggles.
Yeah.
But I also feel like I'm very lucky in my body is like quite robust.
Yeah.
Touch wood.
I think it depends on the niggle. So if it's like if it's my back, I pretty much get a sore back all the time.
Yeah.
It comes and goes. So like I run through that. Or like a sore like adductor slash hip flexor, like again.
Yeah,
something I run through. Yeah.
I feel like if it's chronic for long enough, that's when you know that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
But if it's just there for like 48 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
That, but you got to really monitor like when the pain started and if it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Or staying the same.
Yeah.
And I guess if it is getting worse, like that's when you got to maybe get a scan or, you know, see someone about it.
Yeah. I reckon a week. If the pain, it also depends how intense the pain is. Like if you're feeling it during a run and it's lasting longer than a week, that's when I think you should get it checked out. But if you're feeling it after a run or like it's kind of coming and going, I think you can still kind of keep going.
Yeah.
You can also just back things off a bit.
Like
just do a bit less.
And if you back things off and it gets better, then that's really a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? I think that was... Oh, Sydney wrote in saying, what was the sound at 12:51?
Oh, this is so funny because I actually... Like, I was like, what is she talking about? And I went back and listened to it and it was just like... I reckon that it was an edit and it sounded like a...
Oh, really?
Yeah. It sounded really funny. It was like someone had just like started talking and it's like being like cut off.
Oh, okay.
And then I was in bed like listening to it last night. I kept being like, because you know on Spotify you can just go back 15 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what I kept doing. I listened to it like 4 times. I was like, oh, that does sound really weird.
So that might be a question for our editor.
Yeah.
Right? Again.
Also missed an edit last episode.
Yeah.
I sent him the edits.
Yeah. So there was a bit where I muck up and I start laughing and I'm like, let's just do that bit again.
Yeah. And he missed it. So, our editor needs to get better at his job.
Yeah. All right. Now, should we go on to confession session?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, can I just say the thing that Whitey said?
Yeah.
I don't know why I find this so funny, but
I feel like because I always stuff up sayings.
So speaking about like stuffing up sayings, not that we were talking about it, but anyway, so our
smooth
our massage therapist who is up here, Andrew White, also known as Whitey, who's a very integral part of our team.
Yeah, he is. I'd honestly be broken without him.
Oh, same. Like, I wouldn't have probably lasted through Europe.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was getting a massage from him the other day and we were just, like, chatting about this potential opportunity for him and he was like, yeah, it might be good for me to change things up every once in a while. Wild, as in W-I-L-D. And I was like, I like did one of those like double takes in my head. I was like, hang on a second. And he like didn't
You didn't even call him out on it.
No, I didn't. But I am on this podcast now.
Coward.
Yeah. I'll say something next time. But like in the moment, I was just like, do I say something? And then you know when you second guess yourself,
and it's been
like,
too...
maybe I'm the one who's been saying it wrong.
Yeah. And, like, and then it's been too long, and then you're like, oh, it's done now.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I found that funny.
Good one, Whitey.
So, confession session. Do you want to... We'll start with the one sent in and then we'll say our own.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Anonymous, remember. Anonymous, yep. Sarah keeps exposing everyone. So.
Sorry, guys. So, first Mara bib all covered with blood during the race, I thought it was mineral salt water.
What is it?
So, it was blood.
Oh, from his nipples or something?
Maybe.
Nipple rash.
Yeah. Listen, no. Got a blood nose.
Oh, true.
Probably,
but also
he'd notice the blood nose.
He must have been so cooked in the marathon to think that was hydrolyte or something.
Yeah,
is that what he said?
Yeah, mineral salt water.
Yeah, he must have been.
Was he licking it? Like how?
Why body was... bib?
Yeah, but why are we?
Yeah,
or it must have been the color of his drinks.
True,
or something like that.
Wonder what he was drinking.
Yeah.
Some red
cordial.
Drink. Yeah, fire engine.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
Fire engine.
I've never had that.
You've never had a fire engine?
No.
Are you kidding? Where was your childhood? It's like, it's lemonade with raspberry.
Oh, raspberry lemonade.
Yeah, fire engine it's called.
Oh, that might be a New South Wales thing.
Oh my God.
I've never heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I used to love a fire engine.
Right.
It must, okay, we'll see. Like, I was going to say, listeners, if you've done New South Wales or Melbourne, let us know. It's like a Palmy or Palmer thing, yeah. But yeah.
I think, do you say Palmer?
I say Palm. I'd say both, but I reckon I say Palmy more. If I'm in, okay, this is so weird, but I feel like if I'm in at home, I'll say Palmy.
Right.
But I don't actually like Palmies.
I don't like Palmers.
So I'd never really say them. But if I was in Melbourne, just to avoid conflict, I'll say Palmer. Because I hate when everyone's like, it's called Palmer.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Do you know we also all have different names for, so I only know the Melbourne one, but it's called Strasbourg. It's like, do you know, like the meat that's like kind of spam? It's like not some.
Oh, Devon.
Devon. Yeah. So we all have different names. So I think WA has a different name too.
That's so weird.
Yeah. We call it Strasbourg.
Strasbourg.
Yep. Or Straz. I never say
that. That is so weird.
I know.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So, actually, not going to lie, I kind of love Devon.
I used to love it.
It's so
good. I used to have, like, Straz and sauce.
Sandwiches?
Tomato sauce on, like, white bread.
Yeah.
On, like, Wonder White.
Yeah.
Oh.
Honestly,
so good.
I haven't had that in now.
Yeah, I reckon I'd hate it now. But I'm just going to go off my childhood and I loved it.
Yeah. Once pretended that I had stopped in a race to help someone when was resting. Tried to be played off as a hero, but you just rested.
Yeah. So, you should have been a hero, but you want to be actually selfish.
Yeah. Do you want to read the next one? That one?
I like to look back at my morning Strava multiple times a day because I'm proud of it.
Oh, that's nice.
Are you like, I want to know if she's like checking likes or she's just like, oh, I ran that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I like that.
Yeah. Good on you.
Yeah. And then another one, I knocked over a kid at parkrun.
Ouch. Poor kid.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, if you're in the way, move.
Yeah. You know, there's an Easter egg hunt.
Where?
In the... At Falls.
Oh, yeah.
I think on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to be knocking the kids over.
I was like, I called mum the other day and I was like, yeah, I'm going to get in there and beat all the kids.
Yeah, it's funny because I went to go treat myself to an Easter egg on the way up here.
Yeah.
A lint one. $11.
Wow.
So I was like, nah, fuck it. I'll just get it all.
A lot of the Easter egg hunt. Yeah. We'll steal some of those.
Yeah.
So do you want to say your confession?
Yes, I do. And my confession is from... last week, and I could have said it last week, but I kind of forgot about it. But this is like, it's just silly, like dumb. But I got out of the car, and like, I don't know, I was in a bit of a rush to training, and I was a bit late. I wasn't that late, maybe like a minute. But I'm always like getting up people at training if they're a bit late. I'm like, right, we got to go if it's like spot on 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And like, everyone waited for me because I was a minute late. I got out of the car and I started jogging, and I was like, fuck, my shoes feel a bit weird. And I looked down and I had two completely different shoes on. So, like, I had 1080s on my right and 880s on my left. And and Scotty was like...
So you didn't even notice when you put them on?
No, I was like, I was all over the shop. Yeah. Yeah, I was literally like, oh my God. And you know what? I trained like shit that day. So bad. So that's karma for wearing the wrong shoes.
Yeah.
Scotty was like, real professional, Rose.
I mean, as long as you didn't do that, like coming up here, bring
oh my God, imagine. The
wrong shoes.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I would be probably stealing your shoes.
Yeah. Even though, are we the same size?
I don't know. What are you?
8.5/9.
Same.
Oh.
Perfect.
Oh,
I knew that because you gave me shoes.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Baby, who?
I actually don't have a confession.
You've just been too good?
I know.
That's all right.
Wait, Izzy said one this morning, which I found funny.
What did she say?
She would mind if we said.
Well, we just name dropped her, but she wouldn't care.
Oh, it was about... Oh, no, it was when she, like, jogs back from her...
Oh, runs. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So this is actually a confession from Izzy. So when she finishes her run, she, like... So say she finishes at a park that's, like, on a group run or whatever, and she has to jog to the shop or jog, you know, a K back to the cafe that she has, she doesn't upload it. She just puts it on private. So it will, like, go to her overall Ks, but, like, no one sees that she's ran, like, 5:30s or, like, a 6-minute K.
For, like, a K and a half.
Back to her car. And, yeah, I found that good.
Yeah, I know. But then she unprivates it, like, 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So I said to her... Like, because on Strava, it's actually the best trick. You can say, like, not publish on feed.
Yeah.
So I said to her, you should do that hack.
But then when people go into your profile,
they can see it. But, like, really, who's going to be searching your profile up?
Yeah.
Some people do.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway.
All right. Well, I think that's...
That was so much
from us.
More fun recording in the same room.
I know. It's so much easier.
It is.
I don't think we talked over each other once.
No. It's actually, I don't know if you guys noticed when we're on Zoom, because I have a big problem of talking over people, like, in general. So for me to hold back on Zoom, because it's, like, a little bit delayed, it's so hard.
Yeah, it's so hard, like, being able to tell when someone's wrapping up or whatever.
Yeah.
But should we announce next week that we've actually got a big thing coming?
We do. No, I don't know.
Being so sassy to FTK this episode.
Nah, fuck him. Yeah. No, I reckon keep it a secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Big thing's coming.
And we actually are delivering on the big things.
Yeah.
All right. You'll find out next week.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys.
See you guys.